Hello listeners, welcome to another episode of the Africa's Venture Capital and Entrepreneurial Landscape series on Wasabi Africa podcast. My name is Lukman Yusuf. I am a financial analyst from Nigeria, working at the World Bank headquarters in the United States. It is my passion to make known the story of Africa's economic development to people all over the world. In the sixth episode of this podcast, we discussed the role of corporate venture capital in Africa. In this episode, we will analyze the role of government policies in supporting African entrepreneurship. Beyond any doubt, entrepreneurship is a permanent tool and a key force for growth and development in Africa's fast-rising economies. As African nations attempt to foster entrepreneurial ecosystems, the role of government policies becomes increasingly important in driving this change. Policymakers have a huge impact on the fate of African entrepreneurs, from facilitating access to finance to establishing favorable regulatory regimes. This episode examines how government policies aid in the encouragement and development of African entrepreneurs in some of Africa's most famous entrepreneurship ecosystems. As entrepreneurial activity on the African continent soars and policymakers increasingly recognize the enormous potential of homegrown businesses to spur economic transformation, governments are developing strategies and implementing policies to encourage entrepreneurship, unlock innovation, and create job opportunities. Access to funds is one of the most critical components of a robust business ecosystem. Unfortunately, many African governments have established particular funding efforts such as venture capital funds, angel investor networks, and small business loan programs in acknowledgement of this. These financial systems provide startups and SMEs with the necessary capital infusion to get off the ground, expand, and flourish. Furthermore, governments are collaborating with private sector partners, international development organizations, and institutions to develop innovative financing methods tailored to the needs of African entrepreneurs. And they are focusing more on establishing an enabling regulatory framework in addition to providing financial assistance. All of these have resulted in a rise in funding projects that build capacity and develop skills, providing entrepreneurs with the tools and resources they need to succeed. In addition, entrepreneurial education efforts, incubation facilities, and mentorship networks are becoming increasingly popular across the continent, indicating dynamic shifts. Let's take a look at Kenya's entrepreneurship ecosystem. Kenya's government has taken a proactive attitude, fully aware of the critical need of supporting the aspirations of young and ambitious entrepreneurs through carefully targeted initiatives. A notable example of this dedication is the Innovative Youth Enterprise Development Fund, a game-changing program that has reshaped the nation's entrepreneurial scene. This imaginative program, which was launched in December 2006, has quickly acquired traction, ushering Kenya into a new era of entrepreneurial brilliance. At its core, the Youth Enterprise Development Fund provides a much-needed lifeline to aspiring entrepreneurs by granting them access to low-interest loans that are precisely tailored to their specific requirements and circumstances. This support acts as a potent catalyst, enabling young visionaries to launch their entrepreneurial journeys and overcome the recent barriers of low financial resources, which have stopped many great companies in the past. Through the Youth Enterprise Development Fund, a new generation of Kenyan entrepreneurs is being encouraged to take calculated risks and capture previously impossible possibilities. With the appropriate funds, these creative individuals may now invest in research and development, perfect their product offers, and eventually bring their own concepts to market. This infusion of financial assistance not only feeds the expansion of individual businesses, but also propels the nation's overall economic development. Recognizing that bureaucratic roadblocks frequently inhibit the success of ambitious businesses, the Kenyan government has targeted administrative procedure simplification. The government has developed online platforms for business registration and simplified licensing procedures in order to foster a more favorable atmosphere for aspiring business owners. These efforts enable more people to pursue their entrepreneurial goals with more simplicity and efficiency by cutting through the tangled web of red tape and decreasing administrative obligations. This drive to reduce bureaucratic hurdles demonstrates the government's unwavering commitment to cultivating a fertile field for innovation and entrepreneurial initiatives. Let's take a look at Rwanda. Government policies in Rwanda have been crucial and revolutionary in fostering a vibrant ecosystem that promotes and champions entrepreneurship. The government has created an atmosphere that empowers visionaries, stimulates innovation, and accelerates economic development through a variety of strategic actions. The imperative of guaranteeing equitable access to finance is at the heart of this support system. To that goal, the government has established essential organizations such as the Rwandan Development Bank and the Business Development Fund, which serves as financial beacons, providing startups and SMEs with inexpensive loans, grants, and resources. These programs have been critical in tackling financial constraints that entrepreneurs encounter, providing them with the resources they require to launch and develop their businesses. Fortunately, the Rwandan government acknowledges the importance of providing entrepreneurs with the essential skills and expertise. Strong entrepreneurship training and capacity building programs are essential components of their entire support package. The Rwandan Development Board's Entrepreneurship Development Program, for example, provides entrepreneurs with immersion training in critical fields like business planning, financial management, marketing, and networking. The government ensures that individuals are well equipped to tackle the multifarious obstacles involved in owning a business by strengthening entrepreneurial aptitude. Concurrently, the Rwandan government has made significant advances in fostering a business-friendly environment through regulatory changes and reducing bureaucratic processes. Rwanda's dedication to reducing red tape and enabling business operations is reflected in the country's constant high ranks on the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index. The government has opened the road for entrepreneurial companies to thrive by removing barriers and streamlining procedures. As a result, Rwanda has become a popular location for domestic and foreign investors looking for business possibilities. Likewise, Rwanda's consistent commitment to supporting innovation and embracing technology has played an important role in building the country's thriving entrepreneurship ecosystem. Catalytic efforts like Kigali Innovation City and Rwanda Innovation Fund provide critical assistance and resources for ICT businesses while also cultivating a culture of innovation and new ideas. The government's investments in digital infrastructure and ICT education expand entrepreneurs' ability to leverage the power of technology in their companies. Rwanda has established itself as a sought-after destination for entrepreneurial activity in developing areas by supporting innovation and embracing cutting-edge technologies. Now, taking a look at Nigeria. Nigeria is a brilliant example of the government's unwavering dedication to supporting entrepreneurship and innovative culture. Nigeria, renowned as a thriving hub of innovation and technical advancement, has embarked on a groundbreaking collaboration with a notable digital incubator, demonstrating the transforming power of developing ambitious company owners. The importance of government initiatives in promoting entrepreneurship in Nigeria cannot be overemphasized. These policies have been established carefully in order to foster an atmosphere that encourages entrepreneurial ventures and pushes economic growth while creating job possibilities. The extraordinary improvement in access to finance through programs such as the Bank of Industry and the Entrepreneurship Development Fund is one of the fundamental pillars of support since its inception in 1964. The Bank of Industry has injected approximately $1 trillion in loans into various sectors of the Nigerian economy. This enormous financial support has not only aided corporate growth, but has also been critical in providing job creation and general economic development. The EDF, on the other hand, has disbursed over $100 billion in affordable loans to both aspiring and established enterprises. These loans acted as a catalyst for capital acquisition, enabling entrepreneurs to transform their unique ideas into thriving enterprises. Another critical part of the Nigerian government's assistance framework is providing entrepreneurs with essential skills and information. Entrepreneurship education and training programs led by the National Directorate of Employment and the Small and Medium Enterprise Development Agency of Nigeria have proven to be game changers. Over 2 million entrepreneurs have been effectively trained and empowered as a result of these initiatives, giving them the tools they need to negotiate the complicated economic landscape and contribute meaningfully to the Nigerian economy. The government has made remarkable progress in streamlining business registration and licensing procedures. The Corporate Affairs Commission has led these efforts by reducing bureaucracy and streamlining procedures. As a result, the average time required for business registration has dropped from 30 days to just 2 days. This simplified strategy has not only removed unneeded hurdles, but has also served as a significant incentive for more people to embark on their entrepreneurial adventures, thereby accelerating business growth and innovation. To improve market access, the Nigerian government has implemented a variety of trade support measures and has actively participated in well-known international trade fairs, such as the Lagos International Trade Fair. These platforms have given entrepreneurs excellent opportunities to display their products and services to a larger audience, consequently expanding their market reach. Furthermore, the creation of special economic zones such as the famed Lekki Free Trade Zone has drawn substantial investment and established a climate suitable for corporate growth and expansion. Recognizing the worth of technology-driven entrepreneurship and innovation, the government has supported projects led by the National Information Technology Development Agency, NITDA, with over 1,000 businesses benefiting from this intervention. NITDA's constant support have encouraged the growth of technology-based startups. Furthermore, the granting of tax breaks for research and development has encouraged entrepreneurs to engage in cutting-edge technology. As a result, Nigeria has seen the establishment of a dynamic technology ecosystem, reinforcing its status as an African innovation beacon. The aggregate impact of these government measures can be seen in Nigeria's thriving entrepreneurship environment. As of 2021, the country was projected to have over 41 million micro, little and medium-sized enterprises, accounting for over 84% of total employment. Furthermore, these businesses account for roughly 48% of Nigeria's GDP, highlighting their critical role in driving economic growth and resilience. Looking ahead, Nigeria's entrepreneurship outlook remains positive. The government's unwavering commitment to creating an enabling environment, assuring access to finance and encouraging skill development, simplifying company processes and facilitating market access will continue to fuel the country's entrepreneurial spirit. As Nigeria adopts this thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem, it will definitely open up new opportunities for growth, promote job creation, and propel amazing innovation, cementing its status as a worldwide entrepreneurship leader. Taking a dive into Ethiopia, the importance of government policies in Ethiopia's entrepreneurial environment cannot be overemphasized, as they are a driving factor behind economic growth, job creation, and poverty alleviation. Acknowledging the transformative power of entrepreneurship, the Ethiopian government has put in place a slew of innovative policies to foster the growth of both aspiring and established businesses. The imaginative foundation of the Development Bank of Ethiopia, in particular, has changed access to financing. As of 2020, this organization have invested over 55 billion Ethiopian birr into the economy through loans specifically designed to promote small and medium-sized enterprises. Furthermore, the Ethiopian Investment Commission has advocated for investment incentives such as tax breaks and duty-free import rights. These policies have shown to be effective in attracting both domestic and foreign investment, thereby kindling a rush of entrepreneurial activity across a wide range of industries. In addition to these programs, the government has prioritized entrepreneurial education and training. Ethiopian entrepreneurs are better able to negotiate the tough business landscape by developing dedicated entrepreneurship development centers and vocational programs. To encourage more entrepreneurship, the government has taken aggressive steps to reduce the bureaucratic barriers connected with business registration and licensing. The one-stop shop service has been established, decreasing the time and red tape necessary in launching a business significantly. This streamlined technique has released a surge of entrepreneurial energy, allowing individuals to quickly turn their ideas into viable businesses. At the same time, the Ethiopian government has made significant expenditures in infrastructure developments with a particular emphasis on increasing transportation networks such as roads and railways. These infrastructural improvements not only boost market accessibility but also promote the seamless movement of goods and services, thereby strengthening the entrepreneurial ecosystem. The impressive results of these strategies are reflected in the robust numbers attained. As of 2021, Ethiopia has over 1.5 million registered SMEs, which generate over 20% of the country's GDP and employ a whopping 60% of the workforce. Without a doubt, the construction of the Ethiopian Entrepreneurship Development Center demonstrates the government's persistent commitment to entrepreneurship. As Ethiopia maintains its unwavering commitment to entrepreneurship, the country is poised for even greater economic growth, job creation, and poverty reduction. The opportunities for innovation, prosperity, and sustainable development are limitless in the presence of a dynamic ecosystem supported by government policies that nourish and empower entrepreneurs. Taking a quick dive into Ghana, the Ghanaian government recognizes the importance of entrepreneurship as a driving force for development and has implemented various policies to create an environment that empowers entrepreneurs. Access to finance has been enhanced through the initiatives like the National Entrepreneurship and Innovation Plan, NEIP, which has disbursed over 100 million Ghana cedis in loans to support entrepreneurs, as reported in the 2021 NEIP annual report. Additionally, specialized funds like the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises MSME Development Fund and the Agricultural Development Bank, ADB, have been established to provide affordable loans and financial assistance to entrepreneurs in specific sectors. Entrepreneurship education and training programs such as those offered by the National Board for Small-Scale Industries and the Ghanaian Skills Development Initiative equip entrepreneurs with the necessary skills and knowledge to succeed in their ventures. The government has also prioritized improving business registration processes, simplifying procedures, and reducing the time and costs involved in starting a business through the Registrar's General Department. Furthermore, the establishment of business incubators and innovation hubs like the Ghana Innovation Hub and the Kumasi Hive provides valuable resources, mentorship, and networking opportunities for entrepreneurs. The government's commitment to supporting entrepreneurship is reflected in impressive statistics, with SMEs contributing over 70% of Ghana's GDP and employing about 80% of the country's workforce, as stated in the 2020 annual report of the Registrar General's Department. These supportive government policies have led to the emergence of successful startups and innovative enterprises across various sectors, driving Ghana's economic development and social progress. By continuing to prioritize entrepreneurship and collaborate with private sector stakeholders, Ghana has immense potential for further growth, job creation, and technological advancement through sustained government support. Meanwhile, in South Africa, the South African government has taken bold steps to pave the way for entrepreneurial success, implementing a range of policies and initiatives that create an environment ripe for innovation and growth. Access to finance, a crucial factor in propelling business ventures forward, have been bolstered through programs like the Small Enterprise Finance Agency and the National Empowerment Fund. These financial powerhouses provided much-needed support and loans to small and medium-sized enterprises, injecting vitality into the entrepreneurial landscape. The Global Entrepreneurship Monitor highlights the vibrancy of South Africa's entrepreneurial ecosystem, with a commendable total early-stage entrepreneurial activity rate of 13.3% in 2020. Recognizing that knowledge is power in the realm of entrepreneurship, the government has placed a firm emphasis on enhancing education and training opportunities. Institutions such as the Small Enterprise Development Agency and the National Youth Development Agency have become beacons of empowerment, equipping aspiring entrepreneurs with the essential skills and knowledge needed to thrive in a competitive business world. In their relentless pursuit of a streamlined business landscape, the South African government has made significant strides in simplifying registration processes and cutting through bureaucratic red tape. Initiatives like the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission have emerged as champions of efficiency, paving the way for a more streamlined and entrepreneur-friendly environment. The Department of Small Business Development has gone a step further by establishing business incubators and accelerators, nurturing a fertile ground for startups and SMEs to flourish. These invaluable resources provide a nurturing environment where budding entrepreneurs can receive much-needed support, mentorship, and unparalleled networking opportunities. South Africa's unwavering commitment to fostering innovation and technology-driven entrepreneurship is evidenced through initiatives like the Technology Innovation Agency and the Innovation Hub. By kindling a culture of innovation and research and development, the government is laying the foundation for groundbreaking advancements that will revolutionize industries and drive economic growth. The vision driving these comprehensive measures is clear: to tackle unemployment head-on, diminish inequality, and foil the flames of economic progress. With sustained government support, unwavering collaboration with the private sector, and strategic investments in innovation, South Africa stands poised to ascend as a dynamic hub for entrepreneurial brilliance and a catalyst for profound economic transformation. Lastly, taking a look at Egypt, government policies in Egypt play a crucial function in nurturing the seeds of entrepreneurship, propelling the nation towards economic prosperity, job creation, and a culture of innovation. The Egyptian government, with a keen eye on progress, has meticulously crafted an array of policies and initiatives that lay the foundation for a fertile environment where entrepreneurs can thrive. A key aspect of this supportive landscape lies in enhanced access to finance, just like we've discussed for other countries. Brought to life through programs like the Central Bank of Egypt's Visionary Decent Life Initiative, this ambitious endeavor aims to provide much-needed funding for micro and small enterprises in rural areas, bringing life into communities often overlooked. Additionally, the Egyptian Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise Development Agency emerged as a stalwart champion, offering financial support and loans to entrepreneurs, acting as a catalyst for their ventures to take flight. Egypt's dedication to progress is unmistakable, with the World Bank heralding the nation's credit reporting system transformation. From a ranking of 116th in 2015, Egypt soared to an impressive 12th position in 2020 in the Getting Credits category, a testament to the government's unwavering commitment to fostering an environment where entrepreneurs can access the vital capital needed to turn their dreams into reality. Understanding the importance and relevance of knowledge, Egypt's government places significant emphasis on entrepreneurship education and training. Initiatives like the Technology Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center and the Start Egypt programs are shining beacons, imparting aspiring entrepreneurs with indispensable skills and knowledge required to navigate the complex business landscape successfully. By equipping these budding innovators, Egypt ensures that they are well prepared to conquer challenges and transform their visionary ideas into thriving enterprises. The government's relentless pursuit of progress extends to streamlining business registration procedures, transcending the stifling shackles of bureaucracy. Through visionary initiatives such as the one-stop shop for company establishment, Egypt defines efficiency, sparing entrepreneurs from arduous administrative hurdles and fostering a culture where establishing and growing a business is met with ease. But the government's unwavering support does not stop there. Egypt has become a hub for specialized incubators and innovation centers that provide a nurturing haven for startups. Institutions like the Technology Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center and the Greek Campus serve as lighthouses in the entrepreneurial landscape, providing startups with invaluable resources, mentorship, and networking opportunities. These vibrant ecosystems become the breeding ground for groundbreaking ideas, ensuring that promising ventures receive the necessary support to flourish. The impact of Egypt's commitment to fostering entrepreneurship reverberates through captivating statistics. The Global Entrepreneurship Monitor paints a picture of exponential growth, reporting a commendable surge in the country's total early-stage entrepreneurial activity rate from 7.6% in 2017 to an impressive 13.8% in 2020. This remarkable increase showcases the nation's resolute dedication to nurturing a vibrant entrepreneurial spirit that reverberates throughout its economic fabric. In general, as African governments continue to prioritize and nurture entrepreneurship, the continent stands poised for further innovation and socio-economic advancement. With each success story, the spirit of entrepreneurship is ignited, inspiring a new generation of African pioneers who are shaping industries, transforming lives, and driving progress.